Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from your preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we have Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province in Malta and is serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Of Saints and Sinners.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. This is the word of the Lord. A long time ago, a man came to me for confession. After confession, he asked me if I sin. I told him that, yes, I sin. To whom do you confess? He asked me. To another priest, I answered. And do bishops sin? He asked again. Yes, I answered. To whom do they confess? He asked. To another priest, I said. Not to another bishop? No, a simple priest will do, I answered. And the Pope? A simple priest will do, I told him. And he was sort of confused. He thought that it's okay for a lay person to confess to a priest, but that a priest should confess to the bishop, and a bishop to the Pope. And the Pope, to whom can he confess? I asked him. Look, I told him, a simple priest can confess any Catholic who asks for confession, be he the Pope, a bishop, a priest, or a lay person. Otherwise, confession would be very difficult and will cause a lot of trouble and would be very expensive. Jesus wants things to be kept as simple as possible. His last question was, how can a priest who is a sinner forgive the sins of another person, even though he is a higher authority? Because we are all sinners and saints. Saints and sinners, I said. And as disciples, Jesus chose simple people who were sinners and saints and gave them the power to forgive sins. I can understand this man's questions. In civil society, nobody in authority will confess his mistakes or his faults to somebody from a lower rank, if they do confess at all. Why am I saying all this? Because a few lines before today's gospel selection, Jesus asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? They told him what people thought of him. Then he asked them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus told his disciples that in Jerusalem he will be killed, but on the third day he will be raised. Peter knew what suffering and death was. He did not understand resurrection. He was afraid. So he took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." Jesus turned and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me." And I ask, is Peter blessed, a rock, or is he Satan, a stumbling block? He was both, until with his martyrdom he witnessed to his great love for Jesus. Once Jesus told Peter to sail his boat out into the deep sea and let down the nets for a catch of fish. He did so. Although they had worked all night long and caught nothing, Peter told Jesus, "If you say so, I will let down the nets." When Peter saw that they caught a lot of fish, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." Jesus is not afraid of sinners. He is friends with them, as long as they are aware of being sinners and at the same time friends with him. It is like sons and daughters, brothers and sisters in a family surroundings. Let us hear what St. Paul writes to the Romans. "I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. So then, with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin." So we are saints and sinners, like Peter and Paul and so many, many others before us. What are we to do? Paul tells the Romans, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Peter and Paul became saints. We can too. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.